There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Nation.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, my little adorableness. Call about whatever it is that's on your mind. And if you're thinking about sending me an email, which is great, think about either including enough details so that I can actually give you a helpful answer, or just calling me. And, you know, sometimes it may make you feel a little more comfortable to just go ahead and and write out the email. But then you can call me, because then you've already got it all sorted out. So that'll be a great idea. 855-993-7569. We were talking about Super Bowl commercials, and you like the McDonald's one. I like the Mindy one of disappearing. The Dorito, I thought when the pigs fly was, I don't know, I sort of felt sorry for that pig. The guy says, you can have my Doritos when pigs fly. And although the middle seat one I thought was kind of cool. Did you see that one?
I did see that one. That was
the idea, yeah. That guys, the people are getting on a plane and they're either heavy or, you know, or whatever. And so he sort of starts coughing and sneezing. And then there's this really pretty woman. And he gets out a bag of Doritos, and it turns out she's got a baby. And she falls asleep, and the baby is sitting there talking to the guy. And he says, when your mom wakes up, can you tell her I'm a nice guy? I don't know. I didn't know Doritos were that big a deal, but I guess they are. So there we go. All right, so let's hear what other people thought. Were there about? I mean, there weren't any that I thought are going to live in, you know, the advertising hall of fame.
Let's go to, we have one person that said, for some reason, I'm partial to Muhammad Ali's speech in the Toyota Camrys commercial. I think I'm going to miss that one. That would have been nice.
Trying to remember what that was, too.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that one.
I didn't know that I missed any of the commercials. Okay, go ahead.
That might have been, maybe it's one from a previous year. I don't remember that one.
I vaguely remember something, but it doesn't really stick very... It's not resonating very strongly. All right, what else we got?
Michelle says the Loctite commercial was the best, and they were all pretty bad this year.
What was the Loctite one?
I think I might have missed that one, too.
I'm trying to remember what the Loctite commercial was.
She thought it was the best. Michelle thought it was the best. Marie says the Budweiser commercial about the dog and the four horses. Well done. Budweiser always does a great commercial. The worst one was the Kim Kardashian one.
I thought that was actually kind of funny in some kind of bizarre way, in that she was kind of making fun of herself. I didn't know that she actually had any sense of humor about herself. I kind of liked that one, actually. Did you see that one?
I did see that one, yeah. I did see the Kim one. It was okay. I mean, it's, you know, I understood the point behind it. So I was, you know.
Making it, yeah, kind of, you know, this is a tragic kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Laura says, I like the one for glue that had all the different people, all shapes and sizes, wearing fanny packs and dancing.
Yeah, I didn't quite get what that was for. I liked it, too. But it's, you know, again, if it's a memorable commercial and you have no idea what it's about, that turns out to be somewhat of an issue.
Whitney says the Doritos commercial with the man on the airplane with the beautiful women and baby.
Yeah.
The one you just mentioned. Yep. Bruce says BMW, 1994, Katie and Bryant asking, what is the internet?
I thought that one kind of worked. I thought that one kind of was kind of fun, too.
Let's see. Bobby says, I love Pamela Anderson running down the beach topless to get a Pepsi.
Was that this year?
I think that's a previous year. I don't remember seeing that yesterday.
And I don't think she was topless, was she? She was just kind of jiggling around. But it's good to help people remember things.
I think we probably should have specified on the question.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
Maybe that's it. Maybe there were some from a while ago.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason why we're not recognizing.
Well, yeah, there's not resonating with us.
Let's see. Kathy says the Budweiser dog commercial. That was her favorite. So that's what we got. Those favorites so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that the controversial ones didn't really get much traction, because I know the Nationwide was really concerned about whether or not it was going to be too bleak a message for the medium. But you know, I thought it was a legitimate one. I guess the idea is that you get the most number of people watching. Did we get any numbers about the Super Bowl? I suspect it was one of the more popular ones, even though they weren't. Do we have any ideas?
Like the ratings?
Yeah.
I could probably look that up.
Yeah, I'd just be curious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was amazing how many movie commercials, upcoming movie commercials, and games, video games, came up. I mean, I thought that was kind of. I guess it's the statement that you've got a whole bunch of people who are kind of watching, and although what was it? There's some issue a couple of years ago that they somebody did a study of water pressure, and that, because the idea is everybody flushes during the commercials, that's when everybody goes to the bathroom, and somebody actually did the study, and I guess that was when the idea was that the commercial could be sometimes more interesting than the game. This game was a pretty interesting game, and I thought the commercials, again, I thought up until the end of the first quarter that it was I actually wrote something that I thought was really boring,
mm-hmm.
and I thought the commercials were boring as well. You know, I really was looking forward to something a great deal more interesting. But, and then Seattle scored. Seattle always seems to score on whimsical kinds of ways.
That's kind of how they've operated just from a passing standpoint. I mean, Marshawn Lynch is a really good running back, but when they throw it, it's a lot of, you know,
Sturm and Drung, and Tom Brady being picked off twice was kind of interesting.
He had only thrown two interceptions in Super Bowls altogether in the previous five that he had played in, two altogether, mm-hmm. and then he threw two last night.
He was really dejected, so he was probably one of the happier people because that, you know, the last minute, the rookie from nowhere sort of saved his bacon.
Yeah. I mean, it was an
improbable game.
Yeah, and when you look at the way New England had lost the last two Super Bowls against the Giants, you know, they lost those games with, you know,
improbable kind of plays.
Yeah, the Giants receivers making improbable catches, and then you see the curse kid from Seattle make the crazy catch last night, and you're thinking Tom Brady's probably sitting on the sideline thinking, oh boy, here we go again.
Well, they actually did showed him. And that's exactly what he looked like. Oh, my gosh, it's happening again. This is like my nightmare that I can't wake up from.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought that was one of those games. I mean, it did keep you interested, mm-hmm. but the commercials, I thought, were.
I got a story here from Deadline.com. It says Super Bowl ratings hit historic high with Patriots' close win over Seattle. It was so close, so similar, and yet so very different from last year. Last night's Super Bowl was, of course, similar because it once again had Seattle. The overnight ratings, right down to the last minute, nail-biting, heart-stopping drama of Super Bowl 49 drew a 49.7 out of 72 for NBC and the NFL.
49.7?
That's the highest overnight rating in Super Bowl history, and a 4% rise from last year's. 47.6.
Well, and obviously hung in till the very end.
Yeah, yeah. So
what was it? The Brady Bunch. I like that ad where they have where they're talking with Marcia and that, you know, that she's being a stinker because she needs the Snickers. I don't think it began to compare with the Betty White one, but I thought and the Abe Vigoda one, but I thought it was at least interesting.
Yeah.
And the assurance of the similar ones of, you know, I'm Lindsay Lohan picking up, you know, being your mother and being a terrible driver. I mean, I thought those were kind of cute. And they had their moments, but none of them really sort of grabbed me as opposed to, and as again, the controversial ones, which I seem to have noticed and no one else did. What can I tell you? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Jesse, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Jesse. What's on your mind today?
You guys were just earlier talking about the favorite Super Bowl commercials, and I'd like to put my two cents in if that's okay.
That would be lovely.
I have two, actually. Besides the Budweiser one, my favorite one that probably scared the crap out of the entire nation yesterday was the Chevrolet commercial where it just went completely black.
Yeah, and said, yeah, the one for the Colorado truck that said, what if your Super Bowl transmission was interrupted? You could still get it in your truck.
Well, yeah, the entire bar that I was at yesterday just completely just were like, oh, no. So I figured I'd go ahead and bring that one up because that one honestly
that was a good one.
Commercial.
Yeah,
yeah now, it was.
Before I reminded you, did you remember what it was for?
I knew it was for a truck, but otherwise, no.
See, that's my theory, is the more memorable the commercial, the less memorable the product, as opposed to the ones that irritate you are the ones that you tend to remember the product. So
the one that irritated me the most was the Kim Kardashian one. I couldn't stand that one.
Do you remember what it was for?
Technology.
Oh, yeah, hanging on to your minutes, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But, yeah, no, that irritated me.
Well, does she actually look like that in person? I mean, she
looked... I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I suppose we don't actually care either. You didn't think it was kind of funny that she was kind of poking fun at herself? Although, who knows if she has a... I think so. Don't you?
I don't know, because I don't really care, to be honest. I don't really care about the Kardashians.
Well, but I thought that was kind of the point, is that she was kind of using the format of the, you know, the sad music in the background, and this is, you know, we need to save these minutes, and, like, save the, you know, save the wildlife, or save, you know, all the pitches we get for well-meaning causes that, you know, that you can't turn away from because they're so sad and you feel so, you know, so guilty about not doing it. So I thought it was a satire. I thought it was one of the clever ones in that at least it had some kind of sense of humor. I was really disappointed in the commercials this year. I thought they were not really very interesting.
I think a lot of people were too, because I had overheard some people in the table behind us at the bar we were at yesterday. We just ended up turning around and talking about the commercials and how a lot of them were just crappy this year. Last year's were better.
Yeah, and,
not by
and,
much, but they were better.
Well, and yeah, there seems to be some serious sort of... remember the one I remember, the really the hallmark, was the first... I remember the polar bear drinking Coke. I thought that was brilliant. Mm-hmm. I thought the IBM one where people are, it was in black and white and people are, it's like Metropolis. They're walking off the end of the world. That one will stick in my memory forever. And I just think there was nothing that was even close to that this year or even last year. I mean, the ones that we're remembering are kind of silly, stupid more than anything else. I mean, and they just mm-hmm. didn't. I mean, and I sort of thought the Liam Neeson was clever as much for poking fun at himself and mispronouncing
his
name.
That one was pretty cool. That one was awesome.
But do you remember what it was for?
Yeah, it was for a game on a cell phone.
Yeah, but do you remember what one specifically?
I think I have it. It was either Clash of Clans or that war one.
It's Clash of the Clans.
I can't remember the other
one. Yeah, I think mine came with my phone, I swear, because I don't think I've ever... I played it once and didn't quite understand what the point was, so... Of course, my name isn't Liam either. But it supports our notion. So which team were you rooting for?
Well... Being as I'm from Eastern Oregon, a lot of people think I should have been voting for the Seahawks, but I'm a diehard Green Bay Packers fan.
Oops.
And because the last game, Seahawks beat the Packers, I'm a sore loser, and I was very upset. So I'm like anti-Seattle this season, so I was all about the Patriots this year.
It's not that you like the Patriots, it's that you just don't like the Hawks, huh?
I'm done with Seattle right now. This season, I mean, they beat Green Bay twice. They beat Green Bay the first week, and then they beat Green Bay the last game. I was very, very sad. I was like, oh, no. I was so mad at Seattle. I'm like, dude, I'm done. So
thrilled with how this game turned out then, because it looked like they had it just done.
I was stoked.
Even though
at the last couple minutes, I was a little worried because I know that the Seahawks are they're a second half team, and I was so worried within the last 2 minutes because that's what they did with Green Bay.
Yeah, and I know.
To be honest, that irritated the crap out of me. I was so mad. Within a minute 30, and they scored double, and I'm like, this sucks. So I was a little worried about that yesterday, but nah.
Well, my daughter was saying...
The timer went down. I was like, sweet.
Yeah, my daughter was saying, oh, this is great. And I said, no, I'm superstitious. Let's wait it out. And then it looked like they had it. Even I wouldn't have passed. You and I wouldn't have passed in the end zone like that. Just too dangerous. But you were perfectly happy with the outcome. All right. So so you liked, you're still a Budweiser fan. And none of the other ones really... And you like the Clash of the Clans because you have it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still hard to identify the products, even if you can identify the commercials. All right. What do you do for a living? Are you in advertising?
No. I used to clean restrooms, rest areas, actually, on Highway M, on Interstate 84. So right now I'm basically a stay-at-home mom with my son.
There you go. All right, kiddo. Listen, thanks for calling, and I'm glad. I'm glad your team won, even if it was a revenge thing. That's why you probably liked that ad, because it was all about revenge.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay. You
Jessie.
Guys have a good day, and thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it's nice to hear that people still vote against teams rather than being for teams.
That's pretty cool.
And she agreed that. You know, that the commercials just didn't hold up as they should have. I mean, I thought they were really disappointing.
We got an extra favorite suggestion that came in while you were talking with Jesse. Chip says the commercial that said the signal went out. He said the signal went out, so I shut the TV off. I thought that
was
great. From the Chevy. No, he's talking about the Chevy truck commercial.
No,
and
I know.
And he shut
the TV off.
Yeah, and I forgot about that one because that one was in pregame. It was before the game started.
No, but it was also in the game.
Was it during the game too?
Yeah.
I remember seeing it in pregame, and I think they might have replayed it in the game then.
I
remember sitting there thinking, I'm at my cousin's house and we're watching the game, and I remember thinking, NBC, what's going on? What's the problem? And then, you know, then we caught on that it was an ad. So, and pretty cool deal. But I forgot about that one.
Well, that one, yeah, I agree. That one was really very clever,
mm-hmm.
in that that you know, you really for a minute they had you going.
Yeah, yeah.
All righty, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello there, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, I called you last week. I had the adorable 13-month-old.
Right.
Well, I have a question. First, let me say that from the time he was born, even up till today, he gets lots of love. When we lived out of the state, I was home with him, and he gets tons of love, affection, attention, holding. But he's very, I don't even know what the word is, but when it comes to the dogs we have two pit bulls, and they, you know, they're wonderful and they're nice. But one of them, he's just not nice to, and he grabs the dog's ears, and the dog yelps, and it's very disturbing for me because, you know, I've never raised my voice to him ever. I've never, ever hit him or anything, and I don't know where this is coming from, but he'll grab the dog's ears, the dog will yelp, or we'll go somewhere, and he'll, like, you know, try to, like, kiss or grab onto another little kid,
And I work with kids forever. It's just different when it's your child.
Yep, that's true.
I don't know
Tracy, you're assuming that, I think you're making a fundamentally wrong assumption, which is that kids are not inherently little savages. They are. That's why they're assigned parents to kind of socialize them. But kids are jealous. They are competitive. They can certainly be violent. And so I don't think you've given birth to the Antichrist, and this isn't a reflection on your parenting, except perhaps to set better limits. And I, as we talked about before, I don't think young kids and dogs are a very good mix, even though they make a really cute Christmas card. Because basically dogs are territorial, and jealous and competitive, as are our babies. And so when you put the two together, and the dog's going to win because the dog has got teeth and claws. And so the dog is more dangerous to the child than the child is to the dog. And at some point, the dog, if the child gets bigger and can hurt the dog more, the dog is maybe socialized, maybe relatively domesticated, but underneath it all is still going to be protective of its own self. It's going to hurt your kid. So I think that what you have to do is keep your kid away from the dog, and the dog will probably start avoiding the kid on the dog's own because dogs aren't stupid. And understand that that...
Yeah, because we have dog beds in our room. And the thing is, when we lived in Colorado, my husband's two dogs lived with his family in California. We moved back out to California, and the dogs came to live with us because his, like, I guess for his tradition or his, like, their beliefs or his background ethnicity means, like, dogs are animals, they stay outside. And growing up, my dog slept on my bed with me. So our happy medium is the dog sleep, you know, in the room with us. And so I have been keeping him separate, you know, from him and the dog, but it just bothers me to see, because I don't know where he gets his pulling and yanking from.
Well, but Tracy, what I'm telling you is it's inborn, that it's part of him. It's part of every creature to sort of tug on something. I mean, he has hands. Watch puppies. Puppies don't have hands, but they have teeth, and they will grab each other's ears, or they will grab each other's necks, or they grab each other's tails. This is how, if you watch a child learning to walk, they grab stuff. That's why children are very prone to poisoning and pulling things down on themselves, is that's one of the ways they relate to the world, is a sense of touch. I think that...
Yeah, I've talked the whole house, we can't do that, so...
Exactly. Well, but you're assuming that somehow there's something wrong with your child pulling on a dog's ear. And I'm saying, first of all, the child's going to be competitive because hopefully your son does not sleep in your bed with you, correct?
No, he does not.
Okay. Was he ever in the bedroom with you?
When he was, between, I don't know, between a month to about 6 months or so, like, my husband would go to work, and I would put the baby on the bed next to me, but this is when we lived in Colorado. So the
Tracy,
baby would be in bed with me, but at night he'd go to sleep in his room.
But, Tracy, understand, you're talking about a very unsophisticated, very young child. The dog gets to sleep with mommy now, and I don't.
Okay, even though the dog beds are on the floor of our room and everything?
Well, your kid isn't there. He doesn't know where the dog sleeps. He just knows that at night the dog's going to bed with mommy, you know, and to him, I mean, he'd probably just soon sleep on the floor in your room if he could anyway. Tracy, you have to think about this as a child, not as a parent and thinking, gee, what have I done wrong? My child isn't gentle with dogs. No child is gentle with dogs. And what I suggested before is to get him a stuffed animal and show him how to be nice to the dog. But I think for a while you're going to have to keep the kid and the dog away from each other, because the kid views the dog as a competitor, not only because mom plays with the dog, mom loves the dog gets to sleep where I used to sleep. The dogs are also traumatized because the dogs got to do something different before. They have a whole new set of people they have to deal with, including a kid who yanks their ears. So the dogs are upset. your kid is feeling that these are competitors, the dogs feel the kid's a competitor because they didn't have to deal with having a child as part of their life before. And I think the safest thing to do is keep the dog and the kids away from each other, certainly for the foreseeable future. In the meantime, get your child a stuffed animal so he knows how to play nicely with the dog. But if you look at children with stuffed animals, they grab them by the ear, they carry them around by the ear or by a leg. Children are very... They're little savages. It doesn't mean that we don't love them. It doesn't mean
that
they can't.
I guess it just thought my child would somehow be different because I thought he would only reflect behavior that he's seen instead of, I guess, the inborn traits that a lot of children, most children have.
You can certainly make that assumption. I just don't think it's a very valid assumption. And you're assuming that you're the only good parent on the face of the earth. Everybody else is a crummy parent, and hence they have violent children.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, like, there are, you know, millions and billions of really good parents in the world.
But even those really wonderful parents have children that are savages, because everybody has a child who's a savage. You were savage. I was a savage. Our children are savage. Our grandchildren are going to be savages. And because they're unschooled. And what we mean by savage is just untamed, undomesticated, that they need to learn. Children need to learn to use the toilet. They need to learn to write. They need to learn vocabulary. They need to learn arithmetic. They aren't born with any of those capabilities. That's why there are adults in their life to teach them. And dogs,
a bunch of stuffed animals, Mike can do that with, you know, showing him how to be gentle and everything.
And letting him,
what about with other children?
Well, with other children, I mean, I think he should be around other children, and he should be around children who are smaller than he is and children who are bigger than he is. And for right now, he's probably best off with children who are bigger than he is, because he pulls on one of those kids who's bigger, and they're gonna deck him, and he'll learn not to do that. And you can explain to him. The thing is, understand that if you're in a room where you've got another mom and another kid, and you talk to the other kid, your kid is going to savage that kid because he's saying he's taking mom away again. And she may even, and he will come, if it's just you and two adults, he will come and interrupt. And he will pull on your leg, or he will have a temper tantrum, or he will start crying, or he will hit you. And all he's saying is, you know, I want it all. And it's not a reflection of your parenting one way or the other. It doesn't mean that if you give your kid enough love that they won't do that. For children, there is no such thing as enough. They want everything and then more. So part of it is your child needs to be away from the dogs. He needs to be socialized with other people around him, other people than you, so he knows that other adults can like him. He needs to be around other children so he learns how to socialize. And only having him around other adults is not a very good idea. This is one of the reasons why I think that playgroups are so useful. They're not only useful, they're useful on a whole bunch of different levels. First of all, especially for only children, because they learn how to deal with age mates. They learn how to deal with competition for attention. They're also, because playdates with young children almost always include another adult as well as another child, that they learn to deal with other adults. A child who's only around adults, who's only around mom or dad, or even an adult babysitter, although I think an adult babysitter is better than only family, because only family is going to allow most likely more aberrant behavior from the child without any kind of repercussions, whereas babysitters don't like being kicked and hit. Apparently, again, having watched during the Super Bowl, that there's a new TV program called The Slap. Did you see that one where they've got this guy who's a really nice guy, apparently everybody loves him, and a kid kicks him, the kid throws his bat, I guess the guy's a coach or something, and the kid throws a bat and the guy grabs him and says, "Don't do that," and the kid kicks him, at which point the adult slaps him and all hell breaks loose.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, at the time you cringe. I probably have seen that commercial like, you know, five times.
Zachary Quinto, right?
A whole bunch of really good people in it, but and the whole, you know, the whole community takes sides, and one of the people say, "Well, the kid deserved it. He was a brat." And so that whole issue of kids being around kids and their natural violent behavior, that's why adults are assigned. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed Dr. Joy Brown, 855-993-7569. And I don't know where Punxsutawney Phil is today, but I don't know how he could possibly see his shadow. It is snowing, and you can't even see. You can't see about 10 feet in front of you, so I don't know how he could see a shadow. Although I guess his shadow is closer than 10 feet, but still, I don't know. I think the building is bogus. And it's not only raining. I was talking with one of the guys this morning, and he said, don't go out if you don't have to. And I said, well, you know, I kind of do. And he said he was stopped at a stop sign, and a woman was walking her dog, and she slipped and fell underneath his car.
Ugh.
and he was stopped, or he would have run over her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really scary, and I'm a klutz.
Terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really sort of, you know, klutzy. I mean, although I've seen people, I didn't ask because I really didn't want to be blaming the victim, but people in this kind of weather wearing really cute shoes, I wear things that look like, you know, that I'm excavating in a mine or something. I'm klutzy enough that I want to have as much sort of rubber on the ground as possible, and if it's cleated, that's even better. I mean, I'm klutzy, so.
We got a call.
I'm also the wrong. Pardon?
We got a call coming in.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're not klutzy as well. So I'll just I'll keep chatting, and you can get the call. So yeah, I mean I went to this woman, and it was very slippery out, and it was very windy, and she had on these cute little shoes, and I said to her, you know what, there's a shoe store right there, why don't you go and get some, you know, some inexpensive boots or something, because you're going to kill yourself. And the shoes she had on were very fancy, very pretty, and I don't know if she did it or not, but I sort of felt like I did my good deed for the day, you know, saying, you're going to break your neck. Or maybe I was just projecting. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm not phoning about the football game. What I'm phoning about is I worked at an agency that we had different consultants in different areas of expertise if we needed them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say I felt I really needed to phone because I was one of the vets I checked with felt very strongly about pit bulls because of their difference in their jaws, that it really is a danger for kids because they're the kind of terror, he explained to me, that they can do for kids just can't be repaired hardly. And he really had strong feelings about kids and pit bulls. He wasn't just talking about guard dogs, but pit bulls in particular because of their jaw doesn't do a clean cut when they clamp down. And so I just felt obliged to phone in.
I'm not a fan of pit bulls particularly, to be quite honest, because I have... I lived in San Francisco where a pit bull actually killed somebody, and I have a friend who was actually was bitten by one. So they're not my favorite breed, and everybody's always trying to talk me out of them and saying, well, you know, you're just being bigoted about it, and they're really very loving dogs.
He explained that it's different than other kinds of guard dogs, that I'm no expert. He was the expert.
Was he a veterinarian?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We have consultants in different fields, and I don't know about veterinary stuff. But that's what he told me, and he tried to explain to me about why he didn't think, why he had such strong feelings about it. He was in charge of the whole city's dog thing. He'd have to...
Animal control kind of thing.
He didn't work for that department, but he was, anyway, he...
Was this a recent conversation, Helen?
Years ago when I worked, and I was shocked, and he very clearly explained why the pit bull jaw, the way their jaws operate, that they do such a bad bite that can't be repaired very well.
Well, it's an interesting piece of information. As I said, I always grew up with dogs, and I'm a fan of rescue dogs. I have grand puppies. I grew up with beagles, basset hounds, and Irish setters, basically. My daughter has, and my grand puppies have been rescue dogs, and if I had another dog, I'd probably get a rescue dog as well. And I have not been much of a fan of pit bulls. But I didn't, you know, I just, because I've had, I guess, by kind of apocryphal stories, have not had, you know, the people have been not very, very fond of them, and even the mixes. I wonder what he feels about the mixes. I guess part of it depends on how much of a mix affects their jaw.
I that wasn't the part of our consult with him. But he was the one that, if nobody adopted animals... part of his job was he'd have to euthanize the dogs. So he felt very strongly that dogs needed to be fixed, if you know what I mean.
No, absolutely. I think that most people feel that way very strongly. And there are now getting to be some animal shelters in the United States that don't euthanize, that will keep the dogs.
Right.
Which and, I think is, but still.
He really loved dogs, and it was a real difficult, you know.
That must be a terrible job. There was actually a documentary about that a couple of years ago that I saw. That when I reviewed it, I said it was incredibly alarming, and that there were some scenes in that I wish I hadn't seen. And apparently they didn't show you the most awful scenes in it. But it's a terrible idea that people abandon pets and then that they are put down.
Right.
So and the way obviously to do that is to not. Is to make sure that your animals have been spayed so they don't have unnecessary or unwanted litters, and to take care of the ones that you have.
Right.
And there are a lot of there are getting to be more and more humane shelters that take care of, for example, elderly animals, and pair them quite often with elderly people. And in fact, I'm just they're sending me a documentary about animals from rescue animals who are being sent to prison. To help inmates deal with some issues, which I thought was a great idea. So, but I had kind of a visceral reaction about pit bulls, and yours is, I suppose, supports mine.
If there's anybody that has more expertise that can explain it, but I just...
Well, I hear what you're saying.
When I heard the call, I just have to let that woman know. I mean, he says all kids... You know, within that certain age group, shouldn't be around dogs because
I agree.
They don't know how to handle them.
Absolutely,
but pit bulls, he just
in particular,
he had just anyway. I
felt very strongly about it
to let her know she must not let those dogs by that child and
well, you
that
heard,
mature.
Yeah, you heard me say exactly that, and I'm one of those people who thinks...
Yes, I did hear that, but I just want to make sure... Anyway, it has to do with the way the jaw does
bite.
All right,
fair enough.
Yeah.
I got it, Helen. I appreciate your call and your concern.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
855-993-7569. We're probably going to get a rash of calls of people talking about pit bulls, which is okay with me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.